Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maranimi Marasi Shechi, schus Moshe Veshtar, son Moshe Mordechai, Yidid Navshir of Daniel Kratkali Nishmas, Narasester Vasrimos Khanas, Gunnar Sultan Khanas, Mayor Zeb, Shmuel Pinchas Mer Yaakov, Svi, Razan Zushim, Rabbi Yosef, Vachol Yetze Chalat Seya, Nachia Vasurchaim, Svi, Vachol Nuvan Ilea, and the Refuas, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leo, Rabbi Rav Chaim and Esther Simo, Rabbi Victor Vastila Rovida, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Baruch, Rabbi Moshe Ben Reizel, Rabbi Shkola Yisrael, Moirai V'Rabbo Yisai, L'schus Shein Nichana Bas Malko, Baruch Vassam Chom Asei Adair, V'Ashiur Hazeh, Anoseu, Yeshiva V'Amida B'Sha'as Adin, sitting and standing during the din, during the judgment, court, and this is based on the Torah of Moirai V'Rabbi, Moireinu V'Rabbeinu, Goinu Zainu, the Shmoil Zichroi Tavis Kol Nefesh, Goinu Godel Reb David Zetzal, She Pashut, HaTorah Shelo, Markiya Shchakim, HaDvarim Amokim, Behirim, Brurim, Marnine Nefesh U'Mesamchei Lev, Mesechet Shavuot, Daf Lamed Amud Alef, Tanu Rabbono, Ve'omdu Shnei O'Anoshim, Mitzvah Le'Ba'alei Dinim She'Yamdu, it says the two people stand. So from here we learn that it's a mitzvah for the Baalei Din to stand. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shamaiti, Shim Rotzu Lohoishiv Es Shnehem Moishivim. Ezu Isu Shlo Ye Echad Oymeid Ve Echad Yoishiv. So first we have that it's a mitzvah for the Baalei Din to stand. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda saying, I heard that if you want, you can have them both sit. What's the problem? The problem is that one of them shouldn't stand and the other one sit. That's our problem. One shouldn't sit. They don't have, both have to stand. Tanakhams, they both have to stand. But omdu shnei anoshim. According to the other opinion, as long as one isn't standing and one isn't sitting, they're cool. They can both sit. Toises dibura ma'asril she'im writes that it says in Sanhedrin 19a that Reb Shimon ben Shetach said to Yanai, Amoid al reglecho v'yoidu b'cho. Stand up on your feet and let them testify about you. So you see that he insisted that Yanai HaMelech stand. And this is not, says Tesfis, like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to him, B'sha'as gemar din have, v'lo b'sha'as kabolas edus, shehitchilas din. Dahainu, Rabbi Yehuda holds, b'samuch, that b'sha'as gemar din, the Baalei Din should stand. And if Tosis is holding, that when Shimon ben Shetach tells Yanai to stand and they should testify about him, that's not like Rabbi Yehuda, then it must be that Tosfos holds that B'Sha'as Edus isn't considered Sha'as Gemar Din as far as the standing of the Baalei Din. Even though it's Mefurish in the Sugya there in Amud Beis that it's Kigmar Din Lagabe Edim Atzman, that's why they have to stand Ayin Sham B'Sugya B'Shuas Daflamed Amud Beis. So this that he said stand up is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will explain that when did he say stand? He said stand b'sha'as gemar din. But b'sha'as edus isn't considered according to Rabbi Yehuda sha'as gemar din. That would require the amidas baalei din. So therefore this gemore is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to stand up sha'as gemar din. And this Gemara says in Sanhedrin Yotes that he said, stand up and let them testify about you. Tosa says that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Edom are testifying, that's not considered Gemar Din. But Gemar Din, he agrees that the Baalei Din stand. And he'll explain that when they were told to stand, Yanai was told to stand, it was B'Sha'as Gemar Din. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'Sha'as Kabbalah Sa'edus is Tchilas Din. Even though, as far as the Edom are concerned, It's considered Gemar Din. And that's why they have to stand and they're testifying. So we find this also on the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin in the name of Rabbeinu David. However, Tosis in Sanhedrin and the Fyotesam and Aleph, Divar Masl Yanei HaMelech write, according to one Teretz, that the Hocha Havi Kabbalas Eidus, and Kabbalas Eidus is Kishas Gemar Din. Ubishas Gemar Din, Divrei Hakol Dayanim B'Yeshivu Bali Dinim Ba'amido. Wow. So here you see that Tosfos holds that here it's considered, here we're talking about Kabbalas Eidus. Kabbalas Eidus is like the Shas Gemar Din. And B'Shas Gemar Din, everybody holds that you have to stand. So according to Tosfos over here, in Sanhedrin, B'Shas Ha'ado, Lo Rak, not only B'Shas Ha'ado, at the time of Eidus, is it like the Gemar Din for the Eidim, but rather it's also like the Gemar Din for the Baalei Din. And therefore, they also have to stand. So this isn't in contrast to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, B'shas Gemar Din, you have to stand. And Tosfos is holding, Shas Hados Ha'edim is Gemar Din. Not only Klape Didon, not only Klape Didhu, not only vis-a-vis them, but also Klape Didon, Klape the Baalei Din, it's also considered B'shas Gemar Din. And so too in the Chiddush HaRitva over here, Shavuos 30, and Shavuos 30, here in Shavuos 30b, Ayin Sham, see also in the Urim, assuming Zayv Sif Kot Nivov. So right now we have a Machlokas Ben Taim. Is the Shas, a Kabbalah Sa'idus, is it considered Shas Gemar Din for the Baalei Din? According to Tosis and Shavuos, no. And the Ran in Sanhedrin agrees. According to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, no. According to Tosfos and Shavuos, no. It's Tosfos and Shavuos, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin. No, it's not considered Shas Gemar Din. But according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, yes, it is considered Shas Gemar Din, even for the Baalei Dinim, when the Eidim are being made. Ve'ayein b'ran b'sugiyin shehevi me'yerushalmi b'perek zeh boirer v'halocha tes shemefura sham shetzichim gam ha'baalei din la'amud b'sha'as ha'edus ayin sham u'b'kol b'na eida sham sheken mefurish b'yerushalmi kan b'shvuas perek dalet halocha alef v'yerushalmi yuma perek vov halocha alef ayin sham u'b'sherei korban kan b'perek dalet halocha alef v'masha kazu sham b'gersos yerushalmi v'en b'sefer mishkan ha'edus Shar Beis Perek Gimel Divar Maskel Ve'aran Ayin Sham. So we have here a Yerushalmi that tells us that the Baalei Din have to stand B'Shas Ha'edus. So that really then begs the question, how did Tosfos by Uns over here in Shavuos, how did they argue with the Yerushalmi? They're arguing with the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says when the Eidim are being made, that's considered Shas Gemar Din, even for the Baalei Din, and therefore they have to stand. And according to Tosfos, by us, in Shavuos, when the Eidim are being made, the Baalei Din do not have to stand. It's not considered, if you hold, they don't have to stay. If you hold, they only have to stand with Shas Gemar Din, they don't have to stand now. Kabbi Yehuda holds, it's only Shas Gemar Din. Why not? Because this is not considered Shas Gemar Din. So first of all, why is Machlech Tosfos to argue with the Yerushalmi? And what's the svara of their Machlekes? Umitzat sheini yikshe, sherei vaday mistaber, shebishat eidut, eino gemar din ala baal din ala rak ala eidim vaidus, kama shekosav aprishe, simen yotzayin tziv koten beiz, ubi yeser biur, ubi chidushe hagoiz shom, ayin shom besiv koten vov, ubi chidushe harim, B'cheshen mishpat b'simin chof ches, si'if koten tes vov, v'yidumim me'ol divrei ha'granat, v'ein kan ha'mokoim, u'ma'o ma shekosvu ha'tesvis l'chayiv gamis ha'ba'al edin ba'amide, b'sha'as ha'edus. Zot omeret, what makes more sense? Whenever you have a machlekes, you have to see first what makes more sense, and then understand the other opinion. What makes more sense, seemingly, is that B'Shas Eidus is not considered the Gemar Din. B'Shas Eidus shouldn't be considered the Gemar Din. And therefore, we'd like to understand that opinion that holds that we have an opinion like that in Tosfos, that, and we have an opinion like that in the Yerushalmi, that's mechayev the Baalei Din to stand even b'shas Kabbalas Ha'edus. Why should they have to stand b'shas Kabbalas Ha'edus? It's not the Gemar Din. So mitzad echad, we have Tosfos arguing the Yerushalmi. Mitzad sheni, Tosfos seems to make sense. It's taka not considered shas Gemar Din when the Edim are being made. So why should the Baalei Din have to stand? Vine, moirai v'raboisai, kosav ha-ramo, b'cheshen mishpot, b'simen yud zayin si'if aleph, she'amida al yedei smicha, mikri shapir amida le'inyin ze. Zok de ramo, that standing while leaning is considered standing, and his makor is from the tshuvas harivosh, that leaning is like standing. Leaning is like standing as far as this is concerned. But just look there in the Rivosh that he is talking about the Dayonim that have to be sitting. And the Rivosh says, Smichas ki yeshiva legabe hadayonim. That leaning is considered sitting vis-a-vis the Dayanim, like we see in Zvochim 19b, Kitanakamo. The cave in the Lechashiva Amida, Shapir Choshev Yeshiva. That the Rivosh is talking about the Dayanim. The Dayanim have to be sitting. And he says that leaning is like sitting. So since it's, and we see that in the Gemara and Zvachim. So since it's not considered standing, Memela it's considered sitting. That's the Rivosh. That it's considered leaning is considered sitting. Ella. Shelegabe ha'edim u'balei adin, that adarabah, they need to be standing, kevan de kaimel and de soimech ki yoshev, eich mahani ze, etzel ha'balei din. So wait a second. If you require the edim and the balei din to be standing, and we said that leaning is like sitting. So how are the Baalei Din allowed to stand? And how are the Baalei Din allowed to lean? The Magen Avraham already asked this kashin arachayim, kufnem alef sif kotten beis, ayin sham barichus v'machtes ha-shekel, v'chein kvar tomu b'zeh gam ha-taz v'atumim b'simin yitzayin, ayin sham bagos ha-taz l'achochem tzvi v'im b'shari tshuva, Shekosvu shesomach b'zeh ha-rama soif divrei ha-rivosh. Oh, the Rama got it from the end of the Rivosh. The Rivosh says that this inyan of Yeshiva Sadayonim is only mid rabbanim ve'asmachta be'almo. That the Dayanim have to sit is only rabbanon. It's an asmachta, and therefore smicha also works, even though it's not Yeshiva Gemure. It's not Yeshiva Gemura. We don't need Yeshiva Gemura. It's not a Din Gomer. It's only an Asmachta. So you don't need Yeshiva Gemura. You can also, they can also lean. And for the same reason, Smicha B'Baalei Dinim also works who have to stand. They're also allowed to lean, since the Chiyuv HaAmida is only Dirabonon. Since the Chiyuv HaAmida is only Dirabonon, Memela, they have to, they are allowed to lean. Wow! So it doesn't make sense. Midrabanan smichas ki yeshiva. And therefore the Dayanim can do smicha, they can lean. Because they're only derabanan. So mehechi tesi, that now we can turn the thing on its head and say that the Baalei Dinim that when the Rabbanon have to stand, they're allowed to do smicha. Zet zorg biyo tuva. As a rayon hazeh shel Rama, she'amida yidei smicha ze amide, mot kasher le'akel, mikivan she'rayinu etzel hadayanim, שהסמיכה זה כישיבה. אז איך אומרים גם שסמיכה כישיבה וגם סמיכה כעמידה? איך זה יכול להיות? והדברים מעוררים תמיהה. ובגוף מה שכוסף הריבוש, שדין ישיבה סדיונם, אינו ילה אסמכתה מדרבונם, מדקושר בדייבת גם בעמידה. So we have the ריבוש who says that the din of ישיבה סדיונם is only a rabbinic asnachta. Because you see from the fact that Rivosh says that b'dievet it's kosher b'amida. How can b'dievet be kosher b'amida? It must be it's only an asnachta. So the Tumim already asks, and Sif Kotnala from what the Sma says, that it's an asnachta, that it's a stira to a gemara in Zvoch in 16a, the Mali Yoshev Shekin Posel Eidus. Reshek Shedanu. Shamal Dindoi Raisa di Yoshev im Machal o Inomachal Avoido. Heviu mi Adin Shel Yoshev be Eidus. Rega, rega, rega. Hagamara Dana Legabe im Yoshev Mechalel Avoda, lo Mechalel Avoda. So the Melzid Dindoi Raita. Vemeviim mi Yoshev Legabe Eidus. So you see that Yoshev of Eidus is Min HaTorah. So you're right, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, and our Sugya say that the Psul of the Gemara is Lav Dafka when the Gemara says Shekin Posel Eidus. But they don't mean that it's an Asmachta, because the Gemara is learning about a Yalfusa Dorai. So what it means is that Min HaTorah, it's only the mitzvah of Olol Psul, Aval Vadai, it's a mitzvah Min HaTorah. And if so, the Rivash is talking about Amida Lechatchila, and not on the psul, whether or not it's possible. So how is he matir smicha, since the whole din is only an asmachta, but the mitzvah is men haTorah, like the tumim was machriach from the gemara in Zvochim. Ve'eich mitbatelet ha-mitzvah do'iraisa ha'idei sha'psul rak asmachta. How are we mevatel a mitzvah do'iraisa, and we allow them not to stand, the Dayanim, because the psul is only an asmachta. Umar mash ketav arivo, sherak mishum she'enu al asmachta u'disha. You're right, it's an asmachta, but why does that allow you to be invatel on mitzvah day reisa? The mitzvah day reisa is to stand. Just like it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Mali Yoshev Shekin Posel Eidus. Just like Eidus, you have to stand d'oraisa. So to the Yonim, have to sit d'oraisa. So you're right. Maybe there's no psul, but the Yevet, if they're standing, they're not posel, but it's still a mitzvah d'oraisa. So how's the Rivosh matir dayanim to stand, because it's only an asmachta? You see, not like that. You see from the Gemara in Zevachim, it's a doiraisa. Standing is a doiraisa. Just like the sitting is a doiraisa. Just like standing by Eidus is doiraisa. For kol zeh tzorich iyun gadol, ubezrat Hashem, bashiur haba, אנחנו נתחיל ליישב את הדברים ונראה נפלאות. אז אנא יישארו עמנו, בעזרת השם נמשיך בלי נדר. שלום שלום, אהובי ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.